In the event that there is no Kohen, as we're all familiar, obviously, what can you do? We still have Belein. So the Mechaber tells us that who should be the next person that should be chosen. So he says, "Im ein Kohen b'meisach neses holchem achar hagodol b'chochem v'minyan." We should go after the person who is the greatest in knowledge. And as we mentioned before, that in itself can cause a problem because it can be a machlokas. I'm smarter, you're smarter. And therefore, because of this, not everyone is so particular with picking someone as the Mechaber says. But nonetheless, the Piskei Tshuvos tells us, as it's actually brought down in a future chapter, next siman actually, he says that when it comes to choosing the best aliyos for each particular day, it depends on what day it is. He says like this: Al pi kabbalah yish inyan gadol alos aliyos shlishi b'mos achol. That when it comes to the best aliyah on a weekday, there's only three, and obviously Yisrael can only get the third. So shlishi is the best. And when it comes to Shabbos, aliyos shishi b'Shabbos, he says it's the sixth aliyah. We're going to discuss why that's the case in a later siman. B'chamishi b'Yom Tov, and the fifth and final aliyah on Yom Tov is considered to be the most honorable of aliyos, as he says, "Ve'aliyos elu mechubadim mechabdim es anashim hachashuvim b'chochma." This is these are the ways that we give. However, of course, in the case, as the Mechaber says, if there is no Kohen, then we will give that first aliyah to such an individual. Now, he continues and says, "Im yesh chasam b'veisach neses, Kosov HaPrichadosh," the Prichadosh writes that even if there may be people who are extremely scholarly, and yet you have this young man who just is engaged, the Chasan, she says, "Sheesh Losis Lo Haliyah HaRishona Kishein Kohen." You should specifically, of course, if there is no Kohen, the next person, if there is a Chasan, it should be that individual. Why? Ki Chasan Iskish Lo Kohen Shnemar Ki Chasan Yikahin Po'er. The Pasuk tells us that we compare the Chasan to a Kohen, and therefore, as the Pasuk connects the two, therefore it's appropriate in the event that there is no Kohen that the Chasan should get that Aliyah. Now, how about a Levi? A Levi who typically would get the second Aliyah. And there is a Levi, there's just no Kohen. So it's actually an interesting machlokas over here, whether or not the Levi should get the first Aliyah. He says, "Ach ein inyan losis Levi haliyah rishona." There's actually no inyan whatsoever that the Levi in shul should get the first Aliyah because there's no Kohen. And in fact, he says quite the opposite. Adarabba, matzinu mekama poskim. There are many poskim that are of the opinion shekosu she'ein losis Levi aliyah rishon, that we should not give the first Aliyah to the Levi. And it's a very logical reason. It gives a couple of reasons. The first one is very logical. Kadesh yitu lomer shekohenhu, because this is the first person getting the Aliyah. Maybe this is actually not a Levi. This is actually a Kohen. Therefore, we want the Levi to remain in the stature, the level that they're on. So therefore, some do not give the first Aliyah to the Levi. And he says, not only that, but going Alpi Kabbalah, Kohen Levi Yisrael, getting into a little bit of mysticism here, is Keneged Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferes. And in fact, those who study Kabbalah and these 10 levels, each one corresponds to different individuals. In fact, some people say it corresponds to the Avos. Each of the Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, represent in different ways Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferes, which is beyond the scope of this. And nonetheless, the Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael, for various reasons, are also under that category. And therefore, the Levi is considered to be Gevurah, not Chesed. V'ein l'haskil b'midas ha-Gevurah. And therefore, we would not want to begin with the Mida of Gevurah. V'im ki ladina in lano elu divri harama. The truth is, we do have the words Rav Moshe Isserles that says explicitly, the yochol Levi l'alos rishon, that there's not an issue whatsoever, that in fact the first Aliyah can be given to the Levi. Mikol makom chiyuva vaday leika. Certainly, even according to those opinions, it's certainly not an obligation to do so. And he says, v'yomer hagabai b'kol ein Kan Kohen Yamod Levi Bimkom HaKohen, in order to alleviate the issue of people possibly thinking that this first Aliyah is in fact given to a Kohen when it's a Levi, the Gabbai should say out loud so that everyone could hear, so that they should not be mistaken that in fact this is not a Kohen, this is a Levi. Now, the question is, what happens if we do have a Kohen? Unfortunately, that Kohen is not extremely knowledgeable. That Kohen is under the category of an Am Haaretz. And I remember vividly when I used to teach a Baal Bas in Miami, he used to always tell me that I'm studying with you so that one day I will reach the Madrega of becoming an Am Haaretz. So however we define this, but the Mechaber says, HaMinhag HaPashut, it's very simple that the custom is, Sheafilu Kohen Am Haaretz, Kodim Likros Lifnei Chacham Gadol Yisrael. We do not require this Kohen to give him a faher, some type of a test to see his general knowledge. Rather, we say even if it's an Am Haaretz, not the most knowledgeable of Kohanim, nonetheless, he will come first, even before the Chacham, who of course is a Yisrael, a non-Kohen. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Af the Harbe Rishonim, even though there are many Rishonim that are of the opinion, the lo nasa takanazo lahatim am aretz lifnei hachacham mikol makom haminhag kaposkim shesorin dol inin kriyas haTorah beveisach neses that it's mibnei darchei shalom lochilku bozeh. That even though there are some opinions that say that we should not give the am aretz extra honors, especially in the presence of a chacham, which may be a lack of respect to that chacham. However, because of darchei shalom, we're not going to be so particular, and we'll even allow this kohen, who's an amaretz, to get this aliyah. And he continues, the Mishnah Berurah does, and says, "V'ein kan bizayon l'kavod haTorah, tikivon shekein haminhag ein kan bizoy." It would only be humiliation to the non-kohen who is a scholar if it wasn't our custom, and therefore it would be a slight to him. But since it's the minhag that even though he may be an Am Haaretz, the Kohen, nonetheless, he gets the aliyah, and therefore no one's going to be offended or upset by it. However, the Piskei Tshuvos does tell us that there are certain times that this a Kohen should not get the first aliyah. And he says like this. He says, Vefiluhu Balavera, even if this person who's the Kohen is a balavera, he does sins, yeshbo mitzvos v'kidashto, you still have an obligation to show him respect, and therefore to give this Kohen, when it comes to benching, the rights to lead the benching, and also when it comes to the Torah reading, to give him the first aliyah. And he says, it's not always that case. For example, v'imhu orel, shalom mol atzmo b'mezid, if this person who is a Kohen did not have a bris milah, and it's not because it was beyond his control, it's not because it would be a dangerous procedure, but he says, I do not want to take part of having a bris milah, then even though he is a Kohen, nonetheless, we do not have this mitzvah of ikidashto, and that we will not give him the first aliyah. But who I did? So too, in nasa gerusha, nachrios chalol mamzeres. Even though he's still a Kohen, nonetheless, if he made the life choice of marrying some of these people, such as a Nachrios, a non-Jewish woman, even though he's a Kohen, or a Gerusha, which a Kohen is not allowed to marry a divorced woman, we do not call him up anymore for the first Aliyah. And in fact, I'm familiar with this actually happening, that there was a Kohen in a certain community that married a Gerusha, and according to Halacha, even though it's certainly discouraged, we say Kedushin is Tovus, it is in fact a valid marriage, but nonetheless he will no longer have the rights of being a Kohen. He says, V'chein Kohen kish Eino nizhar shlo l'tumas ames, ein bo mitzvos v'kidashto. If he's not particular in the laws of kahuna, that when it comes to becoming impure or coming in contact with a mace, he doesn't really care. So in that case also, he would not be given the rights of a kohen. And the Minchas Chinuch really says it best. He says it like this. The kol zman she'eno over averos she'kohanim muzharim aleihem chal alav mitzvos v'kidashto. Really, the litmus test over here is to be able to determine whether or not he acts like a Kohen. If he follows the mitzvahs of a Kohen, then he, in fact, is allowed to be treated as a Kohen. But if he doesn't care about the laws of a Kohuna, then why should he get the privileges of that either? So that's the idea of the Michas Chinuch. And in conclusion, what happens to a Kohen who's a Bal Mum, a person who has a blemish, a Kohen? And when we study in the Torah, it specifies certain blemishes that a Kohen has, and therefore that individual would be no longer fit to work in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Piskei Tshuva says as follows: the Kohen Bal Mum, if a Kohen has some type of physical blemish upon them, Avapi Shamum in Poisonosu Avoda Beis HaMikdash, even in fact, those are blemishes that would make that person not fit to be able to do the service in the Beis HaMikdash, Mikol Makam, nonetheless, Shaykh Bo Mitzvah Skidashto Olo Torah Rishon. That individual, nonetheless, would be still treated as a Kohen with the same respect, and therefore also be given the right of being called up to the Torah first.